That's right, sure. Okay, beginning a new sugya, the bottom of Zayin Reveis. So the Gemara begins with a story. How gav the Akdish b'shiroi? A person was mekadesh nisha with silk. So sounds good. Sounds like a piece of silk. It's probably worth the shor pruta. What could possibly go wrong? So the Gemara says, well, let's see. What could possibly go wrong? Rabba amar lo tzrichei shuma. Rav Yosef amar tzrichei shuma. So Rabba says, there's no need to evaluate, no need to assess the silk before the kiddushin is done. Just give the silk. If it's worth the pruta, great, wonderful. The kiddushin will be tayfis. And Rav Yosef says, no, not so fast. Tzrichei shuma, that you have to be shamed, you have to evaluate, you have to get a good expert in there to tell you exactly how much it's worth in order for the kiddushin to be chal. So very strange, machlokes. What's the issue? So the Gemara explains, idi amar lo b'koldehu. If he says to her, listen, I'm not sure how much this silk is worth, and I don't really care how much it's worth, and he says to her, listen, I want to be Mekadosh, whatever it's worth, Bekolda, whatever it is, even the Kemoshein, whatever it is. So, Idiyam la Bekolda, Kuliyam la Pligi, the Lotzri Cheshuma. So, of course, the Kedushin is Chal. If he said to her that no matter what it's worth, so then what could possibly go wrong? If he said to her, I'm a kaddish with $50 worth of silk, and it turns out they're not worth $50, of course the kedusha is not chal. So we're a little bit of a loss. What's the case? If he says koldu, for sure it's good. If he says 50 and it's not worth 50, for sure it's no good. So keep looking at machlek, it says, the amma chamishin, v'shava chamishin. He said they're worth 50, and lo and behold, they really are worth 50. So what's the issue? So Rabbi lo tzricha shuma. So Rabbi says, what do you need shuma for? The hashava chamishin, they're worth 50. So what's wrong? Rav Yosef amar lo tzricha shuma. Rav Yosef says you have to evaluate it. Why? Kevin the istal b'ki b'shuma l'sam chadaita. Since the woman, she's not an expert in the silk market, so she's not sure how much they're really worth. She thinks maybe they're worth more than that. I don't know, maybe she's misled. She doesn't know what's going on. So maybe there's a lack of smichus das in terms of from the Isha's vantage point. So according to this stage of the Gemara, according to Lishna Kama, the Gemara, so there are three possible scenarios. One is when he says to her, koldu, no matter what they're worth. So if he says koldu, for sure it's mekadeshes. If he says 50, and it turns out that ainam 50, then for sure it's no good. If he says 50, it turns out it's 50. That's the machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef, whether we're concerned with some chedaita or not. So Rabbi wasn't concerned with that, and Rav Yosef was concerned that maybe that's max of a lack of a das kiddushin. Then the Gemara makes it about face. Igad the army that those who present the machlekes differently. B'choldu nami pligi, that the machlekes was about that first case that originally in the first lasha we thought was obviously acceptable. Now the Gemara is backtracking and saying, no, maybe that's no good. Rav Yosef amashava kesef areo ki kesef. Rav Yosef says as a klal gadol, shava kesef is like kesef. My kesef to kids, kesef is always evaluated. You take a look at the picture, it says $50 on it. So we know what kesef is worth. So kesef by definition is always kids. So too, anytime you want to invoke the din of Shavu Kesef, it has to be kayit, you have to evaluate it. And if you don't, then the whole kedushin is null and void. That's not the parsha of Shavu Kesef, it's lacking kayits. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that these two lashonis are not just machlekesim about, that's just different lashonis about a technicality. Namely, are we arguing about a situation over here, the person saying koldu, but something much more profound than this. Namely, what's the nature of Rav Yosef Shita? According to the first version of Rav Yosef, it sounds like this is a chisayon in the Das Kedushin. Rav Yosef's Kedush is that if you said 50 and it turns out that it's 50, so then we're still not sure. Oh my goodness, man, okay. We're still not, we got it? Not yet? Okay. We're still not sure that the woman was maskim, so therefore the kedusha is not going to be valid. So according to the Lishna Kama, the whole issue is revolving around smichus das. That's a das type of an issue. According to the second lashon of the Gemara, there's something much different going on. The whole sugya is different. The whole lumdus, the whole concept is a different concept. We're not questioning das because he said koldu. So what could possibly be wrong with das if he says koldu? So she's maskim to koldu. The chisaron is in the cheftza. It's a chisaron in the item itself. Is this a good mechanism of Shava Kesef and Kesef? Is this a good nice Kedushin if you use Shava Kesef that wasn't evaluated beforehand? Maybe the exercise cost of Shava Kesef and Kesef is limited only if it's Dumi the Kesef, it was evaluated if you did Shum beforehand. So as we've said already many times, whenever you learn a Sugin Kedushin, and you want to know, is the condition good, is the condition no good? So you have to always ask yourself, well, wherein lies your doubt? Is it a question in the Maisa Kedushin? Is there something wrong with the Kesef, something wrong with the Shtar, something inadequate with the Bia? Is it something that's wrong with the Maisa Kedushin, or is it something that's wrong with the Das Kedushin? Maybe the Das Kedushin is the man or the woman, maybe both. So according to the first Lashon, there's nothing wrong with the Maisa Kedushin. Everything was done properly. Shavu Kesef is Kesef. Shavu Kesef stands on its own 2 feet. It doesn't have to have cuts. It doesn't have to have Shuma. The only reason why you have to have Shuma, maybe, is to suffice the Das Kedushin. According to the second Lashon, there's something different going on. That's the Pashtus in the Sugya. We'll see. That may change as the Sugya develops. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. So we have two Lashonis of the Gemara. Let's stick to the first Lashon for a minute, because the first Lashon is, in a certain sense, a simpler one to understand. There's no great Chidushim here, no Gzeres HaKosos of Shavu Kesef or Kesef playing out. It's just a psychology question. Just a question of being Mishayer. Is she Maskim? Is she not Maskim? Is she have this fantasy, imagination somewhere that she's getting something much more valuable than she is getting, or not? So Rashi has a comment. When the Gemara introduces Lo Tzricha Shuma, when the Gemara is addressing Rabba's statement, so Rashi says, what does Lo Tzricha Shuma mean? So in explaining Rabba's statement, Rashi tells us a tremendous chiddush about Rav Yosef's statement as well. What does Lo Tzricha Shuma mean? She Yeshumu Osan Shamoim Kedim Shetekablaim. So Rashi is asking a chronological question. When is this Shuma taking place? When exactly is this Shuma occurring? The Shuma of the Gemara that Rav Yosef claims exists has to be done. Says Rashi very clearly, when is the Shuma going to take place? When? When must the Shuma take place? What did Rashi say? So Rabbi says, you don't have to be Shamit Kodem Shetekablem. Zaman Fandah, that according to Rav Yosef, when does the Shuma have to take place? Kodem Shetekablem. You can't give the Kedushin first and worry about it later. The Shuma has to precede the Maisa Kedushin. So Rashi says that pretty clearly within Rabbah. And then Rashi repeats it according to Rav Yosef. When the Gemara says Tricha Shuma, which is the next Rashi, which is Rav Yosef talking, Zakt Rashi, V'kevan shelo shomum tchila eina mekudesh yiskin ufash v'yazil. So if Rashi felt compelled to put this point into the sugya two times, it's clear that Rashi is coming la'afuke some other havamina. I mean, somebody could have read the Gemara without Rashi. Imagine if you lived in the 900s, before Rashi's parish was written, Rashi wasn't born yet. You're sitting and reading this Gemara, just reading the Gemara itself. And Rabbah says you don't need Shuma, and Rabbah says you need Shuma. One could have perhaps mistakenly understood the Gemara as, well, we'll give the silk now, and then we'll do a Shuma later. So Rabbah is saying, don't bother doing the Shuma later, you don't have to. And Rabbah said, no, you better do the Shuma later. But if you do the Shuma later, it'll work even according to Rabbi Yosef. So Rashi is coming la'afuke that potential pshat, and he felt so compelled la'afuke that pshat that he stuck it in twice. He stuck it in both in Rabbah's shita as well as in Rabbi Yosef's shita. That's how it's clear from Rashi. Is there anybody who fell prey to that other pshat? Is there anyone who did actually learn that other pshat? So there is a Rambam. The Rambam in the third of the Maamar Kamis. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Aloch Yid Chesed Chesishes. Amalah. Man says to woman, Rambam Kadesh Libi Begodim Eilu Shein Shavin Chamishim Dinrim V'hayu Shal Meshi. Right out of Agamar, Meshi is Shirai, is silk. V'chayayitze Behen She'ishim Es Avalahen. The Rambam is just giving you a little bit of women's desires in terms of the garment industry. So as the sugya develops, we'll see why the Rambam felt that was necessary. Why did the Rambam have to say that women like silk? And what if women didn't like silk? Would that make anything different? Maybe. Usually the Rambam is not just telling you women's fashion desires. He's telling you something that's relevant to halacha. So we'll have to see as the sugya unravels a little bit more. We'll put that aside. So the Rambam says, Yom HaKadosh and Isha with silk. Yom HaYushav and Chamishim. Harezim Mekudeshes, if they were worth 50, so she's Mekudeshes Meshas Lekicha, from the moment that you gave it to her. So he is clearly postulating like who? Like Rabbi. Why is he postulating like Rabbi? Not a great surprise, because the Gemara in Daf Tes says, Huchasa, Shirola Tzrich Hashuma. So it's clear that we postulate like Rabbi. But listen how the Rambam describes Rabbi, and you almost hear the echoes in the back of Rav Yosef speaking. Listen to what Rambam says. Im hayu shavin chamishim, harei ze mekudesh yas b'shas lekicha, ve'einan tzrichin shuma b'shuk v'achaykach tia mekudeshes. You do not need shuma out in the marketplace, and only then will we declare her to be mekudeshes. Who is the Rambam almost like saying, like who's being rejected? It's not enough for the Rambam to say what we do follow. He's telling you almost what we don't follow. Who is he rejecting outright? Rav Yosef. He's saying, don't say the following. Don't tell me a story that you want to follow Rav Yosef, because the Gemara Paskin is against Rav Yosef. Don't say you want to follow Rav Yosef. But within the don't say of the Rambam, he's telling us a lot about what Rav Yosef would and could and did say. So the Rambam is describing what not to say. Sounds like, according to Rav Yosef, that's exactly what you would have needed. You would have needed a shuma b'shuk. Now, when is this quote-unquote shuma b'shuk that the Rambam said you don't need, but would have needed according to Rav Yosef, when is this taking place? What's the mashmos around the flow of the Rambam? The flow of the Rambam sounds like you gave her the ring already, I mean, you gave her the silk already, and now what? So the Rambam says you gave her the silk, don't worry about it. You don't have to do a shuma to make a mikudesh. She's already mikudesh. Yes. There's no need to do a shuma. Implying that according to Rav Yosef, you better get those shamoim, you better get the silk merchants off the silk road from India out here. Better get them in and figure out what's going on to the silk traders. Because otherwise, you know, she's not going to be mikudesh. Baruch Hashem, we pass like Rab against Rav Yosef. You don't have to do that. But according to Rav Yosef, we would have had to do that. It sounds from the Rambam that a shuma post Shas Kiddushin would be acceptable, according to Rav Yosef. And for us, it's not relevant, but for Rav Yosef, that's very relevant. So that's what the Ran is medayik from the Rambam. Simple pshat. Not everyone agrees. Rambam didn't say it mamish pemole, but the simple reading of the Rambam gives off that impression that even al atzad shuma is necessary, shuma could be accomplished at a later point. So now we have a very strange thing developing here. Really, a major machlekes have shown him. That at first glance is not relevant l'maisa, but may become very relevant l'maisa. What is the nekudas ha-machlokes in this rishonim? So remember, we started off the sugi by saying, the issue of shuma, for sure, according to the first lashon, is a das issue. There's nothing wrong with the ma'isa kedushin. The ma'isa kedushin was done, kedas ha-chadin. The ma'isa kedushin was perfect. It was 100% proper. It was shavah kasef. It was 50 shekel. It was worth 50 shekel. It is 50 shekel. The Edom are there. Everything's done. Mamash Das Chodin. The issue that we're hemming and hawing about is the Das Kedushin. So what is the din if you have a Maisa Kedushin that is not quite have Das Kedushin present, B'Shas Maisa, but then we fill in the gaps with the Das Kedushin at a later point? Would that be acceptable or not? So Rashi, in his understanding of the Gemara, but Rashi going out of his way and saying that Rav Yosef, who insisted on Shuma, needed Shuma pre-Kiddushin, Rashi is coming and telling us that don't dream in a million years that you're going to have a Maisa Kiddushin now, and then you're going to fill in the gaps with Das Kiddushin later. That ain't going to happen, says Rashi. There's no way that's going to happen. The Das Kiddushin has to be present in Bishas Maisa Kiddushin. You can't fix it up at a later point. Whereas the Rambam, well, again, it's all B'das Rav Yosef. We don't follow Rav Yosef, but we don't follow Rav Yosef in assuming that there's a chishon and das kedushin in the case of shuma, in the case of shirai, but we could potentially have cases down the line where there could be a lack of das kedushin. There could be issues that come up that are relevant for us. We're going to be searching to the answer to this question. I did a ma'isa kedushin now, and I want to supplement it with a das kedushin at a later point. Does that make any sense? Is there such a concept on our radar screen? So Rashi negates it. Rashi says, forget it, not happening. Shuma's got to precede the ma'isa kedushin. You can't do ma'isa now and fill in the gaps later. Whereas, according to the Rambam, it sounds like that's okay. It's not so far-fetched to do the ma'isa now and fill in the gaps at a later point. So there seems to be a machlokes here, Rashi and the Rambam. Although, again, the machlokes is B'das Rav Yosef, who was nifsak shalek halacha, but it could potentially become relevant for us as well. So are there any more relevant, any more down-to-earth questions that are relevant that relate to this? So there is another Rambam. But in order to appreciate this other Rambam, we have to begin with the sugya first. It's the fourth in Rambam comes. It's the Kedushin Naftan Beis and the Beis. another strange story. A lot of strange stories in Afton Days. A lot of strange Kedushin stories. How Sarsia, the Kaddish, the Pruma, the Shichra? So there was a fellow who was making beer. He was hired out to make beer, and he got some. It was like an oris, it was like a sharecrop, almost like in the beer business. So he was getting some of the, I provided him with all the raw materials, he was making the beer, and he's taking some of it, he's giving some to me. And he went ahead, and he was Mekadesh and Isha with something that he wasn't really entitled to. Now, it's not 100% clear what that was that he actually took. Did he take? So Rashi seems to say that Rashi calls it Li'achash HaHotzi Mimeno HaMashke. They quoted the side that it was a utensil that the beer was in. Rashi makes say it wasn't. It's not clear exactly. I don't know enough about the beer making process to tell you, but the bottom line is he didn't really have authority to use this item. Now, a person doesn't have authority to use an item that doesn't bode very well. Sounds like that's some kind of a chisaron of Mekadesh Begezel, maybe. So the story didn't end over here. So again, so Reuven was working for the brewery, and he goes ahead and he's Mekadesh, his Isha, with this Pruma de Shichra. Also, Mari de Shichra Ashkechet. Now, the owner of the beer, what's his name? What's a good name of you?
Bush.
Anheuser Busch. Okay. So, can I have a short name? You still have Miller's beer still around? Budweiser. What? Rangel. Okay. You can tell him about Shabikia's Evan beer. Okay. So, somebody was just telling me the Shabbos that they heard in the neighborhood of Yaakov Kamenetsky what the reason why they serve beer at Shalom Zocher's. He said that in Europe, said hundreds of years ago, so the Shalom Zocher's were getting a little bit out of hand. So they were serving. Can you just imagine what out of hand meant in those days? So they wanted to make a takana that everyone should have a davar shavuach nefesh. Everyone should have the simplest, cheapest Shalom Zocher's. They should not, you know, cut down on the competition. So the two cheapest foods in Europe were Arbis and beer. So they said, no one's allowed to serve any fancy schnapps, and no one's allowed to serve any fancy cakes, just arbis and beer. Everyone should be shav shav. So what do people do now? So they serve all the fancy shalom zoch, arbis and chickpeas. What do they do now? So now they serve all the fancy foods, and they also put in arbis and beer, zechel churban, just to remind ourselves what it was like in your... Okay, anyway. So we had, when Mer Yaakov was born, so I remember Friday afternoon, so my father asked me whether we're having any beer. I said, I don't drink beer. No, my friends drink beer. What do you need beer for? So he said, you can't have a Shalom Zocher without beer. I said, so I went with my father to the store. We bought a couple of bottles of beer. No, but as I said, nobody drank them. I took the bottles home. My Yaakov was born. His Shalom Zocher was Tisha B'Av night. It was Tes B'Av. It was a Nitcha. He was born in Zayin Av. It was Tisha B'Av night. So we took the beer home, and it sat in the house until Erev Pesach. Or Pesach, so I didn't want to sell it. It was a Shalom Chometz Gom or maybe a beer. So I didn't want to sell it. So someone in the building said that they sell Chometz Gom, they'll be happy to take the beer. Rabbi Rapp. So Rabbi Rapp took all the bottles, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. So he took all three bottles of beer. He took them all. So then right after Pesach, someone else in the building made a Shalom Zocher. So I noticed those bottles of beer were at that person's Shalom Zocher. They've been recycling for the last 20 years or so, the same bottles of beer. No one drinks beer. As long as they're not in my rishos on Pesach, wherever they want. Okay. And we get back to the story. So this Sarsia was Kaddish and Isha with this thing from the beer, and the owner of the beer comes, and listen to what he says. So if I would own the beer, if I was Mr. What was the name again? Budweiser. If I was Mr. Budweiser, I would get very upset. So, chutzpah, Kazlan, you stole my beer to go get married, go buy yourself a ring. So Amalei, Mr. Budweiser was much nicer. He said, Amailo Tesev Mehai Harifa. He said, why'd you give her the cheap stuff? You should have given her the better, the higher quality stuff. Why'd you give her such the cheap beer? Give her the best stuff. Also, Kami de Rav. So now the Shaila came in front of Rav. What do you do about such a case? So what's the Shaila? So the Shaila is that it appears to be Mekadesh Begezel. Lamais at the time, the guy really didn't have the right to be Mekadesh with this. On the other hand, from the fact that Mr. Budweiser is coming now and being maskim, maybe Tzigloy Milsa, that he was really happy with it. Maybe it really wasn't Gezel. It really wasn't Machbid. So if it wasn't Machbid, it turns out that the guy did have the authority, did have the rishus to use it. And if he had the rishus to use it, maybe the Kedushin is Chal. So that was the shah that was presented to Rava. So yesterday, Rava has to deal with the Meshuggah who was Mekadesh to Isha. What was the case yesterday? With the woman who was with the...
Washer
Fee. Washer Fee, I forgot. Was it Mekadesh with dinner? I forgot already.
He just took something into it.
Yeah, he just gave, he stole, he bumped her. Not saying it's the same guy. So one guy beat up somebody and gave it to the woman who was in the bathtub. And this one, the guy's drinking beer and he's giving the beer off to the woman. How come nobody went to the chuppah? How come nobody did things normal? Because it's cheaper this way, you know, to make a whole wedding. So anyway, so this guy, Mr. Budweiser, is almost causing us a lot of trouble because he's being such a nice guy, so maybe the condition is chal. So the shali came to Rav, and Rav says, no, it's not a problem. Also came to Rav, so no, it doesn't work. The kedusha is not chal. What in the world does that have to do with anything? So the Gemara quotes the following brayse, the Sanya. Ketan amru term shlomidas trumas truma. Normally the din is, if I'm mafresh truma, and I'm not the owner of the truma, unless I was appointed as a shaliach, I can't be mafresh truma of something that doesn't belong to me. The Gemara learns out for a pasuk. It says, Ketan amru gam atem b'lo atar mishen shaloi. I have no authority to be mafresh truma if it's not my fruit. So comes the Bryce and says, what if I go ahead and I'm mafish truma without your permission? Haresha Torah, Haresha Yared L'Sach Sadech Havev Likid V'Tam Shlo B'Shus. Im Chayshesh B'Shum Gezel, Ein Trumas Truma. If there's a concern of Gezel, namely the owner of the field is not happy with what I did, so then the truma is not Chabad D'Yevet. But if the owner is not concerned, he's okay with what I did, then Trumas Truma. How do I know whether the owner is okay or not? If he tests me befavorish, I'm okay, that's great, thank you so much. Okay, then maybe it's good. But how can I tell from the owner's response? So this is what happens. I went ahead and I break into your field and I'm off his truma without asking you. Then you come out in the middle of the night and you say as follows. The owner says, oh, go to the better stuff. Why don't you take that stuff? Go take the better stuff. So im nimtzeis yafos mehem, if there really are better things there, trumas truma, then he gloy milsa that the owner really was happy. He was almost upset that he didn't do a better job. He would have preferred that I give the nicer more mehudah stuff. But from the fact that the owner said, oy chaval, it's chaval you didn't take the better stuff. He would have loved you would have taken the better stuff. It shows that the owner in his heart of heart is really happy that I was mafresh truma. He's not ready to kill. He's not calling the police on me. He's just saying, chaval, you didn't get the better stuff. But vimlav, what if there is no better stuff? So if there's no better stuff, then what do we say? Then what do we say? Ain't truma se truma. Why? Because when the guy came and he said, oh, why don't you take the better stuff? What is he really saying? He's very cynical, very sarcastic. He's saying, you manuvel, you goslin, you're ganav, you went ahead and took the stuff. If you're already stealing, why don't you steal better stuff? Huh? So it's hard to sense the guy. You know, we can't tell. Is the guy a nice guy or is the guy a mean, cynical guy? Sometimes you can't tell. So the Gemara says that you have to tell from context. So if the context indicates to us that he's probably serious, what he said, he really, really happy that you're mafish truma, it's chaval, you could have really done a better job, he would have been even happier with that, then b'diav the truma is good. But if it turns out the guy is just cynical and just making fun of you, so then taka the truma is no good. So what do you see from this din in Hilchos Trumas? You see that if I do something that I wasn't really allowed to do, I didn't have permission to do it, and then later on you grant permission, if I can tell from the context that you really meant to grant permission, igloy milsa, you granted permission. So Rava said that maybe we should apply that rule to Kedushin also. So here, when the worker used the beer that he wasn't authorized to use, so Mr. Budweiser comes and says, achaval, you should have taken the better one, so let's go check the brewery and see, is there good beer there or not? If there's good beer there, igloy milsa, he was happy with the condition. If there's no good beer there, then he was being cynical. So why don't we say the same thing as we said by Truma? So that was Rava's Chiddush. Rava said no. That Chiluk, that we assess what you said based on the context, that only makes sense by Truma, but that wouldn't make sense over here. Why? Over here, when it comes to Kedushin, Mr. Budweiser is very embarrassed. He's embarrassed to make a fuss about it. Why? Because here, this guy who used the beer, he gathered 300 people to this wedding. So he took the can of beer without asking permission. And now Mr. Budweiser walks down, and all of a sudden, he's going to ruin it. He's going to make such a big fuss. What a cheapskate. The guy's got a thriving billion-dollar beer business, and he can't let his poor worker. And they'll start picketing him. They'll start putting up, you know, shame on you on TV, and a Consumer Report. They'll start going after the guy. So therefore, he just kind of swallows his pride. Oh, yeah, I'm so happy. Mazel tov. Wow, great. Miserable kind of thief who stole my beer. So Rava said that in the case of the truma, maybe the guy was probably maskim. In the case of the beer, he probably wasn't maskim. So ad kan divrei gemara. So that's the end of the story. Kind of the story ends, curtain goes down. That's the end of the story. So you look at the Rambam in the third of Maimonides.
Klikta, I'm sorry, not that Rambam. The Rambam, the sixth of the Mamre Kohanim, I'm sorry. And the Rambam basically quotes the story. He changes the case a little bit. Leave out the beer, an alcohol-free shul in the Rambam's, whatever. He gives you a different case, but it's the same basic principle. It says the Rambam in the Chazishas Perkei Lachaches, Hanichnas the Beis Chaveiroi. Instead of going into your brewery, I go into your house. For looking quickly, I walk into your house, and I take a utensil, or ochel, or take an apple out of your fridge. V'chayoyitzi behen. V'kidish ba'isha. Right? Unbelievable. Right? I walk in, I get a code to your house, I walk in with a girl I'm dating, I'm ringing to aid him, I barge into the fridge, take out an apple, makadishar, and now what? It's mamash kiddush gezel. Bobalabayis, now the owner comes, afa bisham alo, even though the owner says, lamalo nasatala dover zeshu tov imashra satala, eina mukudeshes. Why? So the Rambam is paraphrasing Rava. It's finished. It's a gevaldik. You know, sometimes we come down too hard in the Rambam. We quote a Rambam and we're getting ourselves geared up for a kasha in the Rambam. Right? We're all excited to ask a kasha. Who is excited to ask a kasha in the Rambam? There's no kasha. The Rambam quoted the Gemara verbatim. Because he changed from the beer to the apple. Right? No? So what's the problem with the Rambam? This Rambam is perfect. There's nothing wrong with this Rambam. Anyone knows what's wrong with this Rambam? Anyone have any idea what's wrong with this Rambam? Not wrong. What's difficult with this Rambam? Wrong is a bad word. What's difficult with this Rambam? Keep on reading. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah. I don't keep on reading. What's difficult with this Rambam? Anyone have any idea?
The das afterwards is not good.
But he just quoted the Gemara. What about the Rambam? Rambam just quoted Rava. No? There's nothing wrong with this Rambam if the only Gemara you read was Kedusha Daf Nun Beis. And the Rambam is mamish taking the script right out of the Gemara. But there's another critical Gemara that sheds light on this sugya. You cannot learn Kedusha Nun Beis unless you learn Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph. And what's the good news about Bava Metzia Chaf Aleph? If you ever went to where? If you ever went to sixth grade, you probably learned Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph. If you went to a more yeshivish school, different schools. But what did you learn in sixth grade? When you went to the Elementia, fifth grade. Okay, then you went to a really yeshivish school. Okay. Who here learned the Elementia in elementary school? I didn't go to such a yeshivish school. Okay, sorry. So comes the Gemara in the seventh of the Mamre Kohanim, but Metzia Chaf Aleph on the base. He quotes the famous machlekes, Yishalom Midas. So there are two versions of what Yishlo Midas means. There's the Lomdasha, what it really means, Yishlo Midas. Then there's the Kotzke Yishlo Midas. Anyone knows? The famous word of the Kotzke Rebbe. Yishlo Midas. If a person is Mishyayish in this world, Shalom Midas. He's not a Bardas. Anyone's a Bardas, can't be Mishyayish in this world. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about now. Yishlo Midas. So comes the Gemara and says, we mentioned yesterday that Yush is kind of by Aveda. If I lose something and I'm massaged from it and you pick it up, so you're allowed to keep it, that's not a Shiloh, that's a Din Deraisa. So Kumti Amarim have the following Shiloh. I lost something and I wasn't Messiah yet. You know why I wasn't Messiah yet? For a very simple reason. I didn't even know I lost it. And you find it first and you pick it up, knowing full well that in a week from now, the minute I find out that I lost it, I'll be Messiah. And kachava, that's exactly what happens. So yush lo midas, abai abalav yush. Abai says nothing good. That's not called yush. Yush has to be present before the maitzias aveda finds it. And kozman, the person doesn't know that he lost it, the yush is in chal. But Rava mavi yush. Rava says no. Rava says it's okay. The yush is good, and I don't have to return the object anymore. So Gemara explains what the issue is. Bidov v'sheyesh by simin. If the item has a simin on it,
It has my name on the wallet. Say, Kuliyam Lepligi, the love you. That's not even a Shaila. Because why in the world would a person be Misyash? If it has a simon on it, so then it has a simon. Even if Lu Yitzui, after 10 years, I finally give up hope of ever finding that wallet, but when you picked it up, it had a simon on it. So for sure, you were Mechuv in Hashem HaSaveidah. That wasn't even a Shaila. So for sure, the Yush that happens later is not going to work. Why? Because when you picked it up, you picked it up a what? Almost like B'Isur Asal Yadei. D'Chi Asal Yadei B'Isur Asal Yadei. What's the Isur? What does Isur Asal Yadei here mean? Not like the guy who stole. What does Isur Asal Yadei mean? It means you became a Chuv in Hashem. That's what many Rishonim say. Once you pick it up, so you're Mechuv in Hashem HaSaveidah. If I find a wallet with a simon on it, the minute that I pick it up, I'm Mechuv in Hashem HaSaveidah. Yush later is not going to be Mafkiya, that mitzvah Hashem HaSaveidah. So that everybody agrees to. Because at the moment that he lost it, the moment that he realizes that he lost it, he's not going to be Mishyash. I have a simon, you have a simon, fine. So everyone agrees that's not going to work. If the river overflows or there's a tidal wave, there's a special din. Hashem HaSaveidah doesn't apply. But it's called Avudu Mikol Adam. That's a different parasha. Not for now. So what's the machlekes about in Rava? Keep pligis like this. I pick up a wallet with no simon on it. Abayam lo haviyush. The halal yada din afu minei. Rava ma haviyush. The chiyada din afu minei miyayish. Rava says, when I find out about it, I'll be Mishyash right away. While I'll be Mishyash, I don't have a simon. Therefore, I didn't review it as if you were Mishyash as of now. At Kantavi Agumah. So the Bechleg is about in Rava is about the timeline. There's a Shas Tefillah. There's a Shas Mitziah. And then there's the Shas Yush later. And there's no Simon. According to Abaye, it's no good. According to Rava, it is good. Because basically what do you say? Lemafreya. At the moment that you find out that you lost it, Lemafreya, that the Yush was Chal all along. From the moment that it was Mamish lost. At Kan Mechleg Zabayin Rava. The Gemara is quick to explain in Eile Metzias that this machlekes between Abai and Rava is not really Hashav HaSaveidah machlekes. It happens to appear in Eilu Metzias, but it crosses party lines. Anyone remember back to the 5th, 6th grade days? What other areas in Halacha does the Gemara relate this to? Some very, very strange areas that have nothing to do with Hashav HaSaveidah. Anyone remember? Anyone remember? I have to call those 5th grade Rebbeim back. Sin. Yeah. What? Gemara relates it to Tumas Eichlin. There's a din that if I have an apple that's wet, at one time it's Mekabel Tuma. If it never was wet, it's not Mekabel Tuma, but it's only considered to be wet if I'm happy that it's wet. So what if it's wet, but then I don't know it's wet, and then I find out about it later, is that called that I wanted it and I didn't want it? The Gemara says, oh, that's the same Shiloh. Right? I'm learning Babitzi and you're learning Tyrus. Ma'inin Zetzelzat. So you see clear from the Gemara that the issue of Yush Labidas is not a Bamitzi issue. It's not a Bamitzi issue. It's not a Nezikin issue. It's a general approach to all of Torah. It's an issue that touches on all of Torah called, do we say Nichusa Lemafreya or not? Do we say that once I find out about something and I reach a certain mindset at a later point, Igloin Bils Lemafreya, I could have had that mindset all along. Do I say no? Ein Lecha Ela Mishas Yediyah Ve'Elach. That nichus l'mafreya lo yamrinan, yush l'mafreya lo yamrinan, hechsher tuma l'mafreya lo yamrinan. That's the nekudas of machlokes. We happen to pass in the halacha, like who? Like about this is one of the six. This, according to everybody, this is the first of the yachogams, this is the yud yachogam, yush l'midas lo yish. So we pass in the halacha that nichus l'mafreya lo yamrinan. Who sees the beginning of a new way of looking at kedushin daf nun beis? Somebody came in front of Rava with the following Shaila. He was Mekadosh and Isha with something that the owner didn't even know was taken from him yet. The Balabais, Budweiser, wasn't even here yet. He comes in an hour later, and he's told the good news that somebody, quote-unquote, stole his beer. And now what does he say? No, what does he say? So we're trying to be Mishayer. Was he maskim, or was he not maskim? So Rav is pilpling with a psychologist. Now we're after 3 o'clock. It's now the mother part of the day. So it's after 3 o'clock, and Rav is assessing, is he maskim? Is he not maskim? Kenzan yo, dinen. Maybe he was only maskim because of busha. Maybe he didn't really mean maskim. Back and forth, Rav is pilpling. And come to Rav finally and comes to the conclusion, he wasn't maskim. It's all mishum busha. It's all a fake. It's all cynical, sarcastic. He never was really maskim. What's the mashmos of Rava? From the fact that Rava's pilpling at after 3 o'clock, he's pilpling in psychology. What's the mashmos? That im timtzi loimer, we really could have determined that he was serious, what would we have said? We would have said the Kedushin Tzchal, right? We would have said the Kedushin Tzchal. I don't understand. But at the time of the Kedushin, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, the guy did not give his rishus. Well, why didn't he give his rishus? For a small technicality. Why? Why wasn't he masked at the time of the Kedushin? What's the answer? He didn't know about it yet. What is this smack of? What does it sound like? This is a classic Michus L'Mafreya Shaila. It's the same thing, if you think about it. I lost the object, but I didn't know that I lost it. When I find out that I lost it, that I was Mishayish, retroactively, plug it into the Kedushin. I didn't know that my beer was taken from me. When I find out that the beer was taken from me, I'm thrilled that my beer was taken from me. So Rava says, at the end of the day, psychology dictates to us that you weren't thrilled, that you're talking not happy. There really is no nichusa. Implying, but imtim tzaloyim, the psychology would have been different, that there would have been nichusa, then we would have said, nichus l'mafreya kein amrinan. Is that startling that Rava said that? Not in the slightest, but startling. Wasn't that startling? Because that's exactly what Rava holds in Yush. That's Rava l'shitasoy. Rubber back in fifth grade, Dele Metzia said, Yishlam Afreya, Yishlam Adas, have a Yishlam Afreya. So it's no great surprise that Rav in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis says that let's be Mishayer. Is he Misbayish? Not Misbayish. Is he embarrassed? Is he not embarrassed? And the answer is he's embarrassed, so it's no good. Implying if he wouldn't have been embarrassed, the Taka would have been good. So that's all fine and dandy according to Rav. If Abaye happened not to have been there in Daf Nun Beis. But Abaye would have been sitting in front of Rava and Daftan Beis and Mabeis, and the Shaila would have come to Abaye. What would Abaye have said? Would he have spent time deliberating upon the psychology? He wouldn't have gone to class after 3 o'clock. There's nothing to talk about. Who cares? Mach partly what the psychology is, Abaye says. Torah in the morning, 3 o'clock. Otka paskin Abaye. Hilchas Yishlo Bidas, Yalka Gam, Otka paskin. That even there is Nichus, says Aloch partly, because Nichus l'mafreya l'amrinan. So the only reason why Rava was disgusted in psychology is because Rava had a unique understanding of the Torah. So the Ma'ad is relevant. If you hold Torah this way, then the Ma'ad is relevant. If you hold Torah a different way, the Ma'ad is irrelevant. So that's exactly what Abaye says. Abaye would turn back to Rava and say, you're wasting your time. We're talking the wrong Shaila. It doesn't matter what the Nichus is. It doesn't work anyway. Nichus l'mafreya l'amrinan. Nu, what's the Kasha, Rabbi Isai? Nu, now what's the Kasha? Now who's very difficult? We thought was great. Now who's very difficult? The Rambam. The Rambam's writing a Sefer Halacha. The Rambam's not paraphrasing a Gemara in Kedushin. The Rambam's writing Halacha L'maisa. The Rambam paskins like Abaye. Everybody paskins. The Gemara paskins. Hilchus HaKebagi Yalkigam. So Hilchus Aveda, Hilchus Gzelvi Aveda, the Rambam paskins like Abaye. Obviously, like all the other Rishon, like the Gemara does. So according to the Rambam, who paskins like Abaye, why does the Rambam spend that time talking about psychology? Why does the Rambam have to tell us what's in this heart of hearts of this guy? Why is it necessary for the Rambam to tell us a whole chagadja that no, he didn't really mean it? Shalol l'zbaye, shalol v'kidish. The Rambam should have said that if I was writing the Rambam, I would have written Eina Mekudeshes, period, Shekidish Begezel, period, Shekidish Begezel. Not because the guy's misbayish and therefore they're afraid. No, Shekidish Begezel, finished. Who would have thought of this kasha when he read this Rambam in the positions? Did he realize this kasha? How can you read Kedushin Daf Nun Beis without realizing what it says about Matzil Chavalf?
Is it
Gazel
or Gnevim
on the guy's side? I don't care.
No,
what's the difference?
Why would it be Yeyush?
Yeyush, man. There's no Yeyush.
No, in the
case. No, Yeyush. There's no Yeyush. Can't forget Yeyush. Okay. That was yesterday's Sugi. There's no Yeyush.
I had a
Kabul. There's no Yeyush.
Why are we asking a Kashi?
Who said there's Yeyush?
What?
It's comparable because the chusalim are freya.
I understand that, but just because over there we pass like a bayi by yeish.
What is it? But what do you mean we paskin like a bayi by yeish? We paskin a bayi's theory, then the chusalim are freya loy amrinan. So to over here, the chusalim are freya, not yeish lim afreya. There's no yeish here. This is the issue of the chusalim are freya kena loy amrinan. Yeah, but the Gemara says that the case of Yush is an illustration of a halachic principle called the Chuslim Afreya, because the Gemara compares it to Tumah V'Tahara and 16 other cases which have nothing to do with Gezela, nothing to do with Yush.
That could be true. That could be a ramification of it.
You can't paskin like Abai Yush L'Midas, law of Yush, and then turn around and paskin like all the other cases that the Gemara says are dependent upon Yush L'Midas against Abai. That's cheating. That's not fair. Okay.
Maybe the
Kishon
works from then on.
Hold on. So we're not the first ones to discover this difficulty in the Rambam. So the Shah HaMelech read this Rambam. He says, I don't see in the Rambam. I don't understand this Rambam. How could the Rambam tell you a story that Busha, not Busha, typically that we pass the Gabaye? So come to Shah HaMelech and he says, the answer is as follows. The machloikes Abai and Rava was in issues of Nichusel and Mafreya, that machloikes would have impacted on whether the Kedushin is Chal LeMafreya or not. That would have been subject to the machloikes Abai and Rava. And says the Shar Melech, the fact that the Kedushin is not Chal LeMafreya from the moment from an hour ago, that's for sure. That's nothing to discuss. Of course the Kedusha is not Chal L'mafreya, because you passed the Gabaye. I don't need psychology for that. So why is the Rambam drawing us a cup of psychology? What does Binyamin say? Because there's a whole new shaila on the board now. Good, the Kedusha is not Chal L'mafreya, but let it be Chal from here on in. And that's already not a Bayi Rav issue anymore. That's L'kulei Alma. Let it be Chal from here on in. It's to that the Rambam felt compelled to still quote Rava psychology. That means it did pay to go to class after 3 o'clock, says the Rambam. Because we will invoke that principle of psychology. That wasn't what Rava was talking about. Rava was addressing whether the Kedusha is Chal L'mafreya, but we're not going to even go down that route, says the Shah Melech. L'mafreya is off the charts because we passed the Kedai. Nichus L'mafreya L'mrinan. But it's still important for us to analyze Rava psychology to assess whether the person is masking that at least the Kedusha should be Chal from here on in. And to which the Rambam concludes, what's the din? It's not a nachal because the person didn't agree. We assess the psychology, and the psychology teaches us that he just said Mishum Busha was never really masking. Says the Shar Melech, this is brand new pshat in the Rambam. Says the Shar Melech, what the Rambam just told us was that the psychology happens to be that the guy was not masking. But im timtzi loymar, the psychology would have been that he is maskim. What would we have said? What would the halach have been? We would have said what? Mekudeshes. Even though, when was the Maisa Kedushin? When was the Maisa Kedushin? An hour ago. And when is the Kedushin going to be chal? Not an hour ago. When's it going to be chal? From the moment that the guy says, take from the better beer. If he would have really meant it honestly, not cynically. So we would have had a break, a pause. We would have had a Maisa Kedushin that we don't even know whether this Maisa Kedushin was even valid yet, because we don't even know whether we had the proper authority to do this. We didn't have the proper jurisdiction to do the Kaddish. Wait it out, hang around for an hour, wait for Mr. Budweiser to come back, and he comes back and gives us his bracha, and he says, yeah, that's okay. At that moment in time, we declare all pieces of the puzzle are in place, and the Kedusha begins from here. So the Maisa Kedusha was done at 10 o'clock, and the Kedusha could be tavis from 11 o'clock. Says the Shar Melech, that's wild. How can you have that? And in the end of the day, it doesn't happen here, because the end of the day, the guy, Budweiser, wasn't masked because he was Mevlaish. But you could have had it. That's why even the Rambam, in a world of post-Abaye, Halachic Abaye, and the Rambam still pumbling about the psychology, the Rambam could have conceived of a Maisa Kedushin at 10 o'clock with a Kedushin taking place from 11 o'clock on once the Das of Mr. Budweiser is in place. Says the Shar Melech, this is the Rambam who? Lewat?
L'shitoso in where? In our sugya. This is Rav L'shitoso, and she writes Yichishuma. Because the Rambam said B'das Rav Yosef. Remember, the Rambam said at the end of the day we don't need Shuma altogether. There's Loch Pathli Shuma. But according to Rav Yosef, we could have conceived of Shuma taking place after the Maisa Kedushin. That would have been okay. So we would have had a Kedushin done at, with a Maisa Kedushin done at 10 o'clock. And on hold. Everything's on hold until who? Until who comes? So in Daftan Beis, who has to come to give his bracha? Mr. Budweiser. Who's got to come in end of Zion Rebeis? What's the name? Give me the name of a silk trader. Marco Polo, I don't know. Somebody comes in a silk trade, and he comes and he tells me, no, is that a good one, right? Does that not work? Okay. So he comes at 11 o'clock, finishes writing his stories about the world, and he pops in from China at 11 o'clock, and says, Tishuma, Tishirai, that's what they say in China, the emperor of China, Kazuk, that's worth a prut, it's worth 50 shekel, and mazel tov to everybody. So this is a strange thing. There's a whole new condition. We never heard of this. I mean, it's not fair. I'm a little over-exaggerated. We've heard of Kedushin being put on pause. We've heard of Tanoim. We've heard of Kedushin Lechazman. But nobody said anything about Lechazman here. Nobody said Im here. Nobody said Lechashloishim over here. This is a regular Kedushin. And the shot at the moment of the Kedushin, the ring is given, the silk is given, the beer is given, and we don't have all the information because we haven't gotten somebody's consent. We're running around getting consent forms to be filed. So in the case of our sugya in Shirai, so we're waiting for the consent of the woman. Because we're waiting for the experts to be sham to assess the silk. So we're waiting for the consent of the woman. Over here, in the case of the beer, we're waiting for whose consent? Not the consent of the woman. We're waiting for the consent of who? Of the owner of the beer. And the Ram in both cases says that that's okay. We can have. We have no problems about such a condition. So Shar Melech Mamash connected the dots. Now I ask you what I say. No, it's not going to be the Mafreya. It's not going to be the Mafreya, right? Right? That is, it's not going to be the Mafreya, right? Rashi never heard of such a thing. Rashi and Dav Zayin says, if you're holding a tshuma, which we don't, but if you're holding a tshuma, it's got to be, you got to have all pieces of, have a consent there before, you don't go to the chuppah and sign consent forms later. Everything's got to be signed, and all the das, whoever's das is necessary, the das to ish, the das to ish, the das of the bala kesef, everyone's got to sign off before you stand under that canopy. You can't start giving kedusha now and worry about das later. That's a major conception. We never saw this before. That's a major machlekes of Rishonim. Now, yes, you're saying, when you were learning kedusha daf zayin, have you been learning kedusha daf nun beis, and you were learning about metziyah daf chaf aleph, would you have connected the dots and says that these two Rambams are l'shitasam? Because let's not forget, the Ram didn't say either of these things. He didn't say any of these things explicit. He has a mashmos by Shirai. He quotes Rava by the Bir, and the Shah Melech put the two together. That's why you have to be a Shah Melech. Shah Melech had Kotar Kul Tachas Yadav, and he read his Svarim. He's just got, he just flow. He's nonstop. He never, never ends. Shah Melech was a Svardi. He wrote a parish in the Rambam. And the style in those years, the Svardi Mechabram, they wrote and they wrote and they wrote and they wrote. Very, 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 very long, because he had cold. He was like Rabbi, he couldn't stop. His mom was just, he was dripping from Bikias, Kol Tarakula. He just kept on writing. So he put together all these different Rambams. So basically, do you have any other Rishon who's weighing in on this topic? Rashi never heard of this story. Oh, he put together two Rambams that seem to indicate this way. So there's another Rishon. Take a look at the fifth of Ramakimus, the Ritva. The Ritva in Kedusha Daftan Bey is on the same story of the beer. So two lines from the bottom. So the Ritva says at the end of the day, the Kedusha Zarchal, as Rava said, Busha. Umidinaktinan taimim mishum kisuf udaka amar. Zok the Ritva. From the fact that the Gemara says that the reason why the Kedusha is no good is because the owner of the beer is embarrassed. Sham inan, we could derive from here. The afilo amar b'nichusa. Even if he says it straight, and he says, you should have taken from the, not in an angry tone. He says, chaval, why do you take from the good? Chaval. Talita b'kisufa. We could still assume he's probably embarrassed. V'lo makacha. But you can only assume that ad she yimcha lo b'feirish
What if the guy says, listen, I'm not embarrassed. I'm telling you, mazel tov, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm going to sponsor all the beer for the chasna, the shevet brachas, for the shalom zochas, the years to come. I'm thrilled at what you did. Mamish, meichels, I'm befeirish, befeirish. This is the greatest day of my life. So what would you say? You reach a point where even the psychology fails. You reach a point where we have to be masking. The guy really is masking. So the Dvar says, you're not going to reach that point so fast, but if and when you reach it, Baruch Hashem, you reach it in Ma'al Tov. And listen to what the Dvar says. V'lo b'kach et yimch lo b'feirish, v'isneu l'kiddushin be'en. What does that mean? What do those two words mean? Snuck around under the radar. What does that mean? The owner of the beer says Ma'al Tov, he's maskim, he's mukham zum, and I really, really want this to be a kiddushin. So the Dvar says, good, we mask him. There's no busha, he really was maskim. Provided what condition is met, that what's to what? That the beer is still here. He didn't drink it yet. She didn't drink it yet. The Kess of Kedushin is still around. If the Kess of Kedushin is not here anymore, then the game's over. Then she's not Mekudeshes. What did the Ritva just say? He just said, Bamashah. He said, gold, pearls, in those three words. Why didn't the Kess of Kedushin still be Chal? The Kess of Kedushin were around an hour ago. Why do they have to still be around at 11 o'clock? What do you see from here by saying? When is the moment of truth? When is Shimu Kudeshis in the case of the Sheikh, assuming that he's really truly maskim, really believe Shalim maskim? Is Shimu Kudeshis at 10 o'clock? Or Shimu Kudeshis at 11 o'clock? What does the Ritva say? From the fact that he says the Kesef Kedushin has to still be here at 11 o'clock, that's a Raya Brew, that's the Shas Kedushin. If he held that the Kedushin worked for Mafreya, then she would have been Mekudeshes back to 10 o'clock, as long as the beer was around the 10 o'clock. Who cares if it was drank in the interim? So from the fact that the Ritva says, make sure not to drink this beer until 11 o'clock, Zeman Fanda, you see from here, clear as day, according to the Ritva, that the beer has to stay on the table until 11 o'clock because that's the moment to do, that's the Shas Kedushin. If that's the Shas Kedushin, then what the Ritva is saying is exactly what the Rambam's saying, exactly what the Shamelch put into the Rambam. Why is it so pushed to the Ritva that the beer has to be around? Why doesn't it go back to 10 o'clock? Because that would be a violation of what principle? Johnny, you're going to tell me. What's that a violation of? To make that Kedushin go back to 10 o'clock is going to be a clear, blatant violation of Yir Shalom Midas. Right? Because everybody knows Yush L'Midas is not just the Yud of Yush, it means everything of Nichus L'Mafrayas. Right? Good. That's what I thought. So, therefore, the Ritva says that 11 o'clock is the moment of truth. This is when the Kedushin has to be around. You need this cup of beer here. It's got to be around 11 o'clock. Can't be drank between 10 and 11. So what is the Ritva telling us? If the moment of truth is 11 o'clock, the Ritva is also buying into the Shaar Melech's Rambam story, this version, that I did a Ma'aseh Kedushin now, everything is put on hold until to be determined. TBD. The Mekadesh and Isha, TBD. To be determined, is she Mekadesh or not? We have to find out. We don't know yet. Can you imagine? You come off the chuppah, they're marching down, everyone's walking down beautifully, wonderful, everyone singing, dancing, hopping around, and somebody turns around and says, is she Mekadesh? To be determined. To be determined what? We have to get the guy to assess how much the shirai is worth. We got to find out whether the guy who used the beer is really maskim or not. If and when all those things play out properly, then mazel tov from 11 o'clock, not from 10 o'clock. It's quite a chiddush. But what the Shaar Melech says, but that's the Rambam, state in Ritva Beferish and Beis in Kedushin, state Beferish and Kedushin and Dav Zayin, that Rashi didn't buy into this. Bechlal not. So the Beis Shmuel already in Evan Ezra already put these pieces together also. The Beis Shmuel also said, hey, wait a second, that Ritva, that's not Rashi. These are different shittas in Rishonim. Rashi says that everything's got to be in place before the Ma'aseh Kedushin, and the Rambam and the Ritva and the Shaar Melech, Beis Shmuel, we're accepting possibilities to be determining later. So that's the first Nakuda in our Sugya. Just this one point. We have a lot of other things in our Sugya. This is the first basic Nakuda that emanates from our Sugya. Yeah.
We also say the same thing for the woman if we ask her if she really doesn't. We said, well, Samicha Das.
You mean, can she really, really, is there, do we reach a point in the Sugya of Shiroi when she tells us that, oh, come on, I really, really want to marry the guy? So that's going to be the next part of the Sugya. Can we, according to Rav Yosef, can we overcome the Shiroi problem by getting enough consent out of her properly? So we'll talk about that a little later, hopefully tomorrow. Okay, good. Okay, we'll stop here.